where this like resurgence or kind of insurgence. No, that seems like the wrong word. But there's this boom right now in retail simulators. And I'd love to know why. I don't know. And like some of them don't work for me and some of them do. Some of them, you know, but I just don't fully understand. And it makes me wonder if the like escapist fantasy right now is to just work a completely stable retail job. Which is a pretty damning critique of the world around us. And I have no idea if I'm giving it too much credit, but you know, there's always been games like this. I've heard them called like dad games, sort of, you know, semi truck driver simulator and power wash simulator and train simulator and stuff. But it's the retail ones that really make me wonder about what it is, what itch they are scratching, because they do seem to be very popular too, which is interesting to me. If you have a theory or if there's a reason that, that they work for you, I'd love to hear what that reason is. Because yeah, it's interesting. I think I've also been playing a bunch of Fortnite, but that's neither here nor there. We don't need to talk about Fortnite. I'm going to play you a song from the game Indica now, cause it's weird. And then I'll come back, do some plugs, and then just plop in a bunch of music to end the show with. I think that's going to be nice. This one from the official soundtrack is by Mike Sabadash. It is called Amos. And, yeah, it's a cool score, if not an extremely bizarre score. So enjoy it, and we will come back to say our farewells after this. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Amos by Mike Sabadash from the game Indica. If nothing else, I imagine that makes it even more unclear what kind of game Indica is, so that makes me like it that much more. Check the game out, seriously. There's nothing quite like it, I can promise you that much. Okay, let's do some things. We're going to do a couple of plugs, a couple of notifications, some things that are happening for us here over at Syrup Moose Incorporated. First and foremost, at the end of this month, Triumph of the Dragon God by Tide Harvester is coming out. You actually heard a song from that last week, Promised Divinity. It's on the playlist there if you are curious. Last month, Syrup Moose Records released Crossroads by Homesick Ghosts, a stunning piece of work, and I strongly recommend that you go and check that out. Also, on the 4th, I kind of surprise dropped a little compilation called After, which is a collection of singles and unreleased songs from this sort of segment of my musical output. I have a compilation called Before, which is songs that I put out before I really knew what Megafauna was going to be, and this one features things that came out after. Get it? I think it's pretty straightforward. Those are the three latest. There's also a remix by me that I did for Void Scan, the song After Image, which just recently came out. You can check that out. There's links and stuff at themarsh.ca. We've also formally announced on May 8th, 2025, Funner and Megafauna at Bulkley Valley Brewing in Smithers, BC. Shows at 8, $15 at the door. I hope you will come out and check out what will truly probably be a bizarre show, and I'm very excited about it. I've also got something planned for the end of March that I can't really mention yet. I'm waiting for some more details on that, but it's sounding like I'll be down in Terrace at the end of March. So if you want to catch me performing, you can do it there probably. And then hopefully another one at the end of May, and who knows what the summer has in store. I'm very excited. I have to start putting together my live show. Oh boy. So many things to do. Anyway, that's what's happened already. In April, I will be releasing a brand new Grum Trencher album called The Bat and the Hellebore. I'm very excited to put that out in the world. I think you're all going to enjoy it very much. Well, I hope you're all going to enjoy it very much anyway. The other thing in, what have we got, April? In May, I will be releasing a new one from Venereal called The Power That When Wielded Corrupts. Another one I hope you enjoy. And then I am going to get cracking on my next Megafauna album. Very exciting stuff. Very exciting time for me, if not a deeply busy one. All kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff happening. I'm hoping to hear back from a couple of music festivals. It's only been rejections so far, but who knows? Things may improve, start to pick up. Right? All right. If you want to know more about what I am up to, I try and keep things updated over at themarsh.ca. And if you go there and click subscribe, you can also get a newsletter. I send one every month. That's it. Sometimes a couple more, very rarely, usually just one a month. There's links all over for ways to communicate with me and to support the stuff that I'm up to and all kinds of things. You can even give us money if you want to. You can also go to smithersradio.com and support every single show on that network because they are great and we're doing this because we love to do it. So I hope you will check out something. That's it, folks. I think we're going to sort of pop in about 20 minutes worth of music here. And I'm going to call it a day. And I don't really have a problem with that. We're going to start things off a brand new one, apparently, from Dogstar, which, if you didn't know, is Keanu Reeves' band. So we're going to check that out. I really appreciate you listening to this. I hope you will get in touch with your music and your and other things, syrupmoosrecords@gmail.com, themarsh.ca, smithersradio.com. Those are the places you should go right now. Do those things if you do nothing else. Anyway, Dogstar, all in now on Syrup Moose Radio. Enjoy a little sampling, a little amuse-bouche of all kinds of different stuff. We've also got one from Era and some other surprises. So enjoy, and I will see you all next week on Syrup Moose Radio. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Keep on dancing around like nothing really matters. Try not to be lost. And if you're paranoid, just remember you're not alone.
Impose our way. That's awesome. That's really awesome.
You're listening to CJ.